listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. One of the nation's biggest farming groups is confident a new future drought fund will help us reach our net zero emissions target. The initiative, announced by the federal government on Tuesday, will see $500 million set aside to help farmers and communities prepare for the next big dry. Natalie Collard from Farmers for Climate Action says it also contains solutions to help farmers lower their emissions.
And if we're growing food and fibre long term, which we're absolutely putting up our hands to do, we need to manage climate from being simply variable to actually climate change. And this is the critical decade and time.
A survey about urban speed limits has been commissioned by Mildura City Council. Andrew Shaw has the details.
Councils say you could expect a call or SMS in the coming weeks as they determine the future of the trial that's dropped speed limits around Mildura. Speeds went down to 30k's an hour for 12 months as council looked to address its CBD access and mobility strategy, hoping to improve safety in the city. Residents and CBD traders could be contacted through to Saturday, June 8 for their feedback, though that speed limit will stay reduced until further notice from Deakin Avenue to Pine Avenue and between 7th and 10th Streets.
Briefly, new data from CoreLogic shows the median house price in regional Victoria has decreased by nearly 6% in the past 2 years. And about 120 people will be attending today's Victorian Landcare Forum in Bendigo. There'll be a focus on water in the landscape and management practices, as well as opportunities to learn from peers. Chair of Landcare Victoria, Jane Carney, says it's a great chance for people to get together.
To network, catch up with old friends, learn what's happening, see what's coming up, what are the priorities, and how we fit into the changing political environment, how we are going to survive into the future.